You're listening to Hashtag Truth in 5 with Jenny Muscatel, bringing you 5-minute episodes of weekly biblical truth to help you fill your cup. Join us each week on ChristianMix106.com or find us on your favorite app at Canyon Star TV Radio. This is Jenny Muscatel with Christian Mix 106 on Hashtag Truth in 5. Have you ever been in one of those situations where you're doing all you can do to push through a struggle you're facing, but you're putting on a brave face to get through it? And maybe it's not that you're putting on a brave face. Maybe you're just trying to survive and keep your head above water. Sometimes, in the midst of a crisis, we shift modes a bit and start to function on autopilot. We jump to our default. That being said, it's so important that we look to God to help us establish a healthy default. What's your default reaction? Is it kindness or love? Is it anger or frustration? Is it all of the above? The better question is, what would you like your default reaction to be? I want to talk to you today about the story of Naomi and Ruth and the power of their default reactions, love and compassion. In the book of Ruth, we learn that there is a famine in the land. Its destruction is vast, and Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, know its devastation far too well. Naomi loses her husband and sons, and Ruth loses her husband and father-in-law. They battle the famine for years, but eventually there's no viable choice other than to leave the land they live in. Naomi plans to return to her hometown and encourages Ruth to do the same. Ruth replies, "Don't plead with me to abandon you or to return and not follow you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me and do so severely if anything but death separates you and me." We often talk about Ruth's poetic selflessness, her devotion and desire to remain by Naomi's side, but often miss the tragic bond between the two. They fought through devastation and hunger. Their family was torn apart. But despite their grief, each woman wanted something better for the other. Both had a default of compassion and love. Naomi tried to encourage Ruth to go back home. She even gave her a blessing to move forward with a new marriage. Ruth would not leave her mother-in-law. She understood what Naomi had been through. Ruth felt so strongly about not leaving Naomi that she begged God to punish her severely if she did. Love, sacrifice, and survival were all they had known for years, and moving to a new land was not going to change that. Their default was compassion, and their compassion proved stronger than any hurt or sacrifice. When Naomi returned to her homeland, she was welcomed by old friends. Naturally, they called her by her name. The sadness in her response was visceral. After all she'd been through, she could no longer identify with the woman she used to be. Life changed her. She was empty. Her self-report said, "Nothing's left." Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has made me very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty." But deep beneath the hurt, love, kindness, and compassion remained. She was broken, but not alone. Ruth was with her. Searching for food was not a new concept for Ruth and Naomi. So with Naomi's blessing, Ruth went to gather grain in a field belonging to Boaz, a kinship redeemer. When Boaz noticed Ruth in the field, he asked the workers where she came from. They told him who she was and how she wouldn't leave Naomi's side. They admired her strength. They said she's been on her feet all day. Boaz went to her and welcomed her to stay and gather grain. He saw she was thirsty and offered her a drink. Ruth's response was heart-wrenching. She fell face down, bowed to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor with you so that you notice me?" Ruth was in the midst of her storm. She was surviving. She never had the chance to fall down, to be vulnerable. She had to keep moving, keep standing, keep pushing forward. There wasn't a moment for vulnerability, but then he noticed. His kindness washed over her, and she found herself on the ground in a complete heap of gratitude. And in one moment of grace, Boaz struck that exposed nerve of vulnerability with heartfelt kindness. She was beautiful, no doubt, tragic and battered from life's bitter lessons, yet lovely nonetheless. Her beauty was wrapped inside an innocent heart, one that should have burst with grief, but didn't. Boaz saw it, and she fell to the ground. She had done all that was right, no matter the cost, and someone noticed. He wasn't the only one. Naomi noticed too. She never stopped noticing. She said it early on. You have shown kindness to the dead and to me. And she would note it again. She had a plan to provide Ruth with a life that would bless her. One she deserved, one full of harvest and goodness, one where the wells were full and not empty, a life that would lead to a marriage with Boaz. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for showing us this amazing example of love and compassion. Please forgive our blind eyes when we do not notice the needs of those around us. Please help us pause and see the hurts. Guide us to bless those in need. Give us humble hearts and place in us a default of love and compassion. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on #TruthIn5, and thank you for listening to Christian Mix 106. Thank you for listening to #TruthIn5. Remember to catch new episodes each Friday and Saturday at 5:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Christian Mix 106. To learn more about Jenny, you can visit her website at jennymuscatel.com.